Hello, friend. Thank you for tuning in to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. I'm Juan. I'm happy you're here, and welcome to your 15-minute mental reset. If you can, please be sure to leave a review and rate the podcast at the end of the show. I would love to hear what you think and perhaps how we can make this a better mental reset for all of us. If you're tuning in for the first time, this show has been basically a long-running memoir journal over the last 10 years. And instead of continuing to write it, I'm just going to include you in the process. I'm hoping it connects because I want us to keep getting better. So let's continue to talk. Be honest. Hold on. Be honest. You ever catch yourself talking to yourself? That happened to me before I started recording. And I had to gather myself. I was like, damn, I'm still talking to myself. And it had nothing to do with this. And I just caught myself talking to myself. I think it was pretty funny. We got the weekend coming up over here. And the only exercise is basically homework for the weekend. And what I'd like for you to do and remember is to schedule some disconnect time away from your phone. Specifically your phone. Whatever your screen time is this week, figure out a way to decrease it by like 2% next week. Make it a thing. You know, don't make me make this podcast 15 minutes of silence to force you. Moving on, I do have an announcement that will make most of us in the Northeast happy. The weather is turning. I had to turn down the heat. That's how nice it was. And I live in New Jersey, and it's really cold and erratic out here. We finally got a glimpse of what spring is going to be like. And then it's basically like, you know, the romance period between the seasons. Cold, hot, both in one day. Really weird. Until heat eventually wins out. And it's 2 weeks of spring and then scorching heat and humidity. I almost couldn't believe it, though. Today was perfect. I don't know about you, but it's crazy how bright skies and warmth that, like, it brings a lot of optimism. And it just makes everything feel better. You're fired. Well, at least it's nice out. Nah, just kidding. That doesn't work. For my lunch break today, since I work from home, and obviously that's a big adjustment and a story in itself, because I love traveling. I stepped out of my yard because, you know, it was nice. I wanted to scope out my lawn, too, since it's almost the time to start, you know, prepping it for the summer. Let me just say, 3 years since I bought my house, and I'm close to figuring it out, the lawn. Ever since I bought my house, I'm obsessed with a green lawn, and my transition into the guy with the green grass obsession. The answer might be yes. I might even subscribe to a few lawn care channels on YouTube, actually. I'm talking to other adults about sod and lawn care, and definitely feel it. It's a good feeling, but anyway, that's how you know you're on your grown-up shit. You're talking about lawns and sod and organic fertilizer. Oh, and dethatching. That's a fun word. I use that a few. I actually have one. But I stood there in the back with my dogs, and they decided to lay down for a bit, so I took the opportunity to just stay right there with them. And since I'm at the point in my life where I'm like observing and studying everything, I wanted to understand why everything does what it does. And I saw how peaceful I felt for Jeter. Like, why does Jeter look so relaxed and peaceful? So basically, I have Nate, my dachshund, who thinks he's the biggest dog in the world, and Jeter, the biggest dog, who thinks that he's Nate's size, and Ray, the Shih Tzu, who really doesn't care about her size because she's the boss. Reminds me of my girl. And they were just laying there enjoying the breeze, so I stood there and joined them. I know I must have looked like an idiot to my neighbors because I just wanted to stand there and take in all the fresh air. Try to just be in the moment, as they say. In my yard, I have a lot of space and a few tall trees, so I got to watch the trees sway in different directions, and it was a little windy. And thank God for tall fences, because I looked like a complete moron. I just stood there. And I don't know what it was, because I've meditated plenty of times and I've gotten to a good place, but this was just different. Maybe it was just that new season, fresh air with all of that optimism I talked about, but it was almost like euphoric. Yeah, that's what it was. I remember telling someone at my job through message to make sure they step outside because of what it did for me. It put me in a really good state of mind. I even closed my eyes a little bit, just stood still. I couldn't even tell you what I thought about because everything was just slow and steady for me. I might have also mentioned to my coworker that I might have been finally hitting the slow down phase of life everyone spoke of. Perhaps these are the glimpses of what that felt like, and I'm absolutely here for it. It felt amazing. I don't know. Maybe it was the COVID lockdown. Maybe it was all the shit that was thrown at us last year, and we're finally just able to breathe and really focus on our own problems instead of the collective doom we felt for the last 12 months. Maybe it was a screen everywhere I turn inside my box. Remember that? Even the screen on the phone I had in my hand that I was supposed to leave inside the house. Perhaps I was just escaping the Black Mirrors. And no, not the Netflix one. I just wish people were standing and feeling exactly how I felt in that moment. The more I think about it, the less I could describe it. But the more I know, we all need to figure out a way to get there. And maybe we could get there together. Who knows? All jokes aside, when's the last time you felt at peace? How about when's the last time you felt like things were just smooth and everything makes sense? And granted, not everything's gonna make sense. But even in those moments, are you able to maintain your composure? Because when you're at peace, you can make peace when normally there is none. So since I'm heading into the weekend and I really need to share this good energy, I'd love for you to think about that, as I did with Nate, Jeter, and Ray while I was standing there in my backyard. Do you even have a place of peace? Where do you go when you need to recharge mentally, besides this podcast where you can reset anywhere? Subscribe now. When was your last trip to give yourself a breather? Mine was a few weeks ago, and I'm giving myself another one soon. Have you even taken a break today? Not one of those typical work breaks like I did. I said, I'm going outside to get for some fresh air. Not the routine going outside to pick something up. Just stop and acknowledge that which is around me. How often did you just sit and do nothing though? Don't lose sight of how important that is. Schedule some idle time. We need some internal peace. We can get that from the external too. The wildest thing that I noticed in my moments of just looking like a statue of an idiot and his dogs is that I genuinely shared how I felt in the moment to a coworker, and I messaged and the conversation went like this. I actually copied it. They said, how are you feeling as you head into the weekend? I said, really good. You know how they say everything slows down in the Matrix when you reach a certain point in your life? I said, I think I'm there finally, and I'm here for it. And they said, I've had that feeling once strongly where my mind was calm and quiet and it lasted like a day and it was incredible. And they read up on it afterwards and it was like a similar to enlightenment versus mindful moments. And they asked, was there anything that sparked it in particular? It would be good to know. And that's a good question. And I couldn't really pinpoint what it was. All I did was stand firmly on the ground and gave the world around me some love. But nah, I just looked up. That's all. And then I knew it wasn't the outside making me feel this way. I was just setting myself up for it brick by brick. So when I responded, honestly, I think the more I'm fixing about myself, the more I guess I'm rewarded for it. And that I'd like to think of it as our reward. So it pays to be good. Just to be good, starting with yourself. And I'm acknowledging how hard I've worked to become a better person. And there's so much work for us to do. I don't just turn on the mic and speak for whatever time I record these podcasts. And once I'm done and publish and I don't go to become a complete dickhead to everyone around me. That's just not my style, but more importantly, that's not what's in my heart. My support group is part of how I'm feeling, I'd imagine. For once, I feel like I have the right friends, the right support group, the right relationship. True friendships with people who want better things, who have questions, who aren't happy with what was. The old way was an angry way, the chip on a shoulder way. And I love a good grudge. So if it's not toxic, if it's not on the toxic level, then the chip can be a good tool to have. This is episode 16, and maybe as I peel all of the layers of what I thought were stupid thoughts or revealing too much beneath that or even more beneath that, I wonder if as I keep doing these and as we learn from ourselves and each other, then maybe you're more self-aware, which is what we want to maximize, right? Like if we had a meter from 1 to 100 and I asked you, how self-aware do you want to be? Where would you put it? A million. So being that maybe we're just getting good at figuring out what some of our problems are, maybe we'll reward ourselves with some time to enjoy that peace that all of that particular self-awareness brings, or the love that the self-care does. I wasn't always the person who could still my mind or ground myself in the yard like I did. What I do notice is that at the baser level, when my dog Jeter laid there and enjoyed nature, I finally stripped my world of everything and made it about me and nature, nothing else. Maybe it's about getting to appreciate the new me I've been carving out. I actually think this new me has been the old me, but hidden away, protected by unneeded layers of baggage. So to use that in an analogy, I'm glad the old me took a new flight. To be at peace means forgiving. Obviously, I think forgiveness is important. So, but shit, are you willing to do that? I don't mean anyone who's hurt you specifically. Maybe it's not people specific at all. This right here has nothing to do with anyone or anything anyone has done to you. It means forgiving yourself, especially when it wasn't your fault. Because the biggest reward you can give yourself is probably forgiveness. You got to give yourself a chance, whatever it is, especially as you attempt to be forgiven for anything you might feel you're guilty of to someone else, law notwithstanding. Most of what I ask you to do or think about for however long I do this, I want us to dig deep. Think within. Find that spot. Find your middle of your yard, dog or no dog, and take your reward. You deserve some peace in your soul and some love in your heart. I'm not speaking of world peace or answers to everyone's problems or slowing down the world for everyone. If you're looking for any of these, I support you in your endeavor. But before we go Captain America, you have to be your own superhero and save yourself. So as of today, I can report with absolute confidence that it starts wherever you're standing. I just happen to be in the right place, right time, which nowadays happens to be more often. Today, my reward just happened to be a glimpse of inner peace and clarity, and it was in the middle of my yard, thanks to Jeter. On that note, we're at time. Appreciate you for tuning in. Please feel free to share this pod with someone new today. Spread the love and let's grow our community of randoms. I'm sure we can go on longer, but this is a perfect opportunity for you to take this conversation offline. Find a friend or a stranger and discuss. If you're wondering, this episode and all of the episodes on this show, the music is produced by Infamy. For Elite Production, please make sure to visit www.infamysounds.com. That's www.infamysounds.com. I'm Juan Gordon. You're listening to the Random Intricacies from an Animate Object. Thank you for joining me. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.